One fight the president and Democrats are taking on: tighter regulations on voting. They say it targets racial minorities. New laws requiring voters to show photo identification at polls sparked controversy last year, and there's much more to come. Opponents are challenging several new ID requirements in court, and more voter ID proposals are popping up in states across the country, as NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Iowa's Republican Secretary of State Matt Schultz entered the fray last week. He offered a new plan to require voters to show photo ID after state lawmakers failed to pass an earlier bill.
We know there's a loophole. Let's close it. When I go to bed at night, I lock my door and I set my security system. I don't leave it open. I care about the safety of my kids and my wife.
Schultz says the security of elections depends on knowing that voters are who they say they are. In Minnesota, Republican lawmakers have also been busy. They've introduced a constitutional amendment to require government-issued photo ID. This would put the issue on the November ballot, bypassing the state's Democratic governor, who vetoed a similar bill last year. And in Missouri, another photo ID measure is headed to the House floor. Republican Shane Scholer, the sponsor, thinks it's a no-brainer.
Photo ID is not uncommon anymore. Most folks use it when they go to the bank. They often use it when they board an airplane. And I can't think of a situation where you want to make sure you're protecting the integrity of the process than when we vote.
In Virginia, New Hampshire, Illinois, and elsewhere, lawmakers are debating ID requirements that some say are needed to prevent voter fraud. The National Conference of State Legislatures says voter ID bills are pending in at least 26 states. And this comes after the Justice Department blocked South Carolina's new ID law from taking effect, arguing that it would hurt minorities who are less likely to have the required identification.
We've got to be really worried about the kinds of burdens that we're putting in place that really block people from the voting booth.
Judith Brown Dianis is co-director of the Advancement Project. It's one of several civil rights groups fighting the new laws. She's very worried about what's ahead.
We have seen these things sail through very quickly, and the fact that there are, 10 of them that have already been proposed in January, we know that they have caught some momentum and that they're really trying to push them through before this election.
Her group and others dismiss arguments that the laws are needed to prevent voter fraud, which is rare. They think instead that Republicans want to discourage voters such as African Americans who tend to vote Democratic. Republicans say that's not the case. They note that voter ID laws have widespread public support.
Voting is every American's constitutional right. However, this basic right is in danger.
Which is one reason the League of Women Voters in Minnesota has prepared this ominous-sounding video to warn voters about the downside of voter ID, especially for the elderly and the poor. Laura Frederick Wang is the group's executive director.
It's difficult for a lot of people to understand that there's a significant number of eligible voters and our fellow citizens, many of whom have been voting for decades, who don't have the identification and are also going to have some barriers when it comes to getting the ID.
Barriers such as not having a birth certificate or the money and transportation to get one. And in fact, among the new bills are some that are trying to address potential problems. In New Hampshire, lawmakers are looking at a Republican-sponsored compromise that would allow anyone without the required ID to simply sign an affidavit stating that they are who they say they are. That, says Deputy Secretary of State David Scanlon, would address one of his office's main concerns.
That no qualified voter be turned away from voting at the polling place on the day of the election and having their ballot count on the day of the election.
And in Tennessee, Republicans and Democrats have introduced legislation to soften the impact of that state's new law by expanding the types of government-issued photo ID that voters can use. Pam Fessler, NPR News.